Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, you know, and we just need to be thankful as this is our last broadcast for 2008. When I talk to you next time, this time next week, Tuesday, it will be a new year. It will be a new year. And I hope and I pray that for you and your loved ones, that all of the plans that you had for this year, that you was able to execute them, to move on them, and, you know, make them happen. If you fell short on some of your plans, take these last few days of the year as it closes out. Reflect on where you fell short, what you need to do going into the new year, 2009, to make them happen. Remember this, that, hey, tomorrow is promised to no one. Tomorrow is promised to no one. So every day is a blessing. Every day you need to be thankful. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. Somebody is no longer here with us in the flesh today. Somebody checked out yesterday and have moved and transitioned to that next step in the cycle of life and have moved on to what we refer to in my community as becoming an ancestor, which leads me to, you know, today I celebrate Kwanzaa. And today is the fifth day of Kwanzaa. And on the fifth day of Kwanzaa, we focus on the fifth principle of a value system called the Nguzo Saba, which is Nia. Nia means purpose. And so, you know, today we're going to talk a little bit about purpose in terms of our focus. The gift that we're giving out again is the gift of freedom, time freedom, how to have control over your time. And to have control over your time, you need to have your purpose for all of the things that you do connected in life. Line them up. Get them purposes. Get them that purpose, that main purpose, and then the many purposes. Get them lined up. Connect them. Dot those I's. Cross those T's. Line them up. Because it is your life, not my life, your life. You know, I work on mine. You need to work on yours. Because the thing is, how to have your life be what you want it to be. And with that in mind, we're going to go to our theme song called It's My Time. And, you know, I know you've heard this song, you know, different times, you know, here on this program. But take time and internalize these lyrics this morning about it being, it's my time, because people listen. If it ain't your time, then whose time is it? You know, you've got to see life that way. You've got to see every day when you wake up, it's my time. My time to do what? Claim my destiny. Abundance is your birthright. I hope you're getting this. Abundance is your birthright. As we close out this year, you know, don't let anybody take your birthright away from you. Your birthright is abundance. So come on, sit back, listen to It's My Time, internalize the lyrics, and I'll be right back at you.
Up.
right, that's our theme song. It's my time. You know, because we always have to focus on the fact that, you know, why you're here. That God's giving you time. Giving you time to do what you need to do. And time after time after time after time after time, every day we get time. We get time to forge our destinies. And as you know, that's the whole purpose. If you're working from home and you're running a home-based business, is you know you're working to have that freedom to plan your time and make your time work for you. You know, Robert Kiyosaki, he has the following statement: "I got my mind on my business and my business on my mind. I'm minding my business." You know, and that's, you know, hey, if you go into the new year, people, all of those that, you know, that tune into this program, whether you tune in live, you know, or you pick me up in my archive section, you know, and again, I want to thank the 700 and some plus listeners out there that have tuned in through live and archive broadcasts, which means that obviously there's something that people are getting from this show. Other than that, when I go to the stat sheet, I wouldn't see 700 plus listeners that have, you know, stopped by and visited this show. And so, as he says, I got my mind on my business and my business on my mind. I'm minding my business. Folk, as you go into 2009, keep your mind on your business. And yes, it's important to make sure that you balance. You know, and I say balance, I say, you know, hey, God first, family second, business third. You got to have whatever your specific religious outlook is, you got to have your spiritual priorities in order. You can't go around treating people bad and expect your business to work for you. It just don't work. Universally, I can tell you right now. So if you got some work to do in that area, get it done. Get right with God. Get right with God, and I'm telling you, when you do that, you'll start to see something that, you know, that I always share with people. I wish for you blessings without number and all good things without end. Because as our beginning was good, so shall our development throughout eternity be good. If we dare struggle, speak truth, do justice, and walk in the way of righteousness. You know, you got to do things right. You can't have double standards. You can't be crooked. You got to be right. And when you know, and even though sometimes being right might mean you'll lose a dollar or two, but if it's right, do it. See, one of the beauties and one of the reasons for the company that I work with, was my home-based business, one of the things that really stuck out in my mind was the founder of this company. And, you know, for those again that don't know, my home-based business is with YTB, Your Travel Biz. The founder of the company has two principles that he lives by. If it ain't right, don't do it. And if it ain't so, don't say it. You know, he said, if it ain't right, don't do it. If it ain't right, see, I mean, you know, we all know when we're doing things, whether it's right or wrong. You know in your heart whether you're doing something that's right or if you're trying to shave the edge. You know, well, you know, it ain't totally bad, but if you know if it's right or if it's wrong. If it ain't right, J. Lloyd Thomas says, if it ain't right, don't do it. He lives by that principle. So that meant a lot to me, you know, meeting a person that founded a company, built, you know, a tremendous company, and having a statement in which he says, if it ain't right, don't do it. And that you can hold him accountable to that. And then the other thing he said, if it ain't so, don't say it. Don't lie on people. You know, if something ain't what it is, you know, don't say it that it's something else. If it ain't so, don't say it. You know, so he's talking about two fundamental things that are universally, spiritually universal. Do right and speak truth. Do right and speak truth. And people, I'm going to tell you something. In the business world today, that's called integrity. Do right and speak truth. If you do right and you speak truth, it will carry you places beyond your wildest imagination. Do right and speak truth. Don't take the short path to get something done. Well, you know, it's not quite right, but if I take this path, I can pick up an extra $50,000. Yeah, well, you're going to lose it in the end. Believe me, what goes around comes around. But that's important. As you look at your home-based business opportunity, you know, are you doing right? Are you speaking truth? Or are you just about a dollar? Because sooner or later, another person used to tell me something, you know, in a business, another business I was in, and he used to have this saying. He said, sooner or later, somebody's going to smell you out. See, you get by for a little while. There's another thing. Is you can fool some people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So, you know, you got to do that. That's so important, the question of integrity. So, again, as we, you know, we do this last broadcast of Home-Based Business 101, your morning Home-Based Business Breakfast Show, and I will be joining you again next Tuesday. Would not be no broadcast this Thursday on New Year's Day. But, you know, we will reflect on the new year when we rebroadcast next Tuesday, you know. And I hope and I pray that, you know, as the year's winding down for you, that, you know, that you've been able to accomplish some of the things that you wanted to accomplish in your business. And for those things that you haven't accomplished, this is a time right now as the year is winding down to do some self-reflection and make some realistic New Year's resolutions. You know, too often, you know, people make these New Year's resolutions, you know, they all excited and they make these resolutions, and then by the second, third month of the year, they ain't working on none of them. You know, people make resolutions. I want to lose weight. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. What is your game plan for making it happen? What is your game plan for making it happen? Look, and you know, I love sports. You know, for sometimes it can be a distraction, you know, because people, they get, you know, over-inundated and doing everything. And I'm glad, you know, they have programs where you can go back and you can catch the game, even though you don't catch it live. But I love sports. And look how, in terms of one particular sport, the NFL. Look how it played out this year. Atlanta Falcons in the playoffs. Last year, in the year, you know, they was like all of the turmoil that they had, the coach leaving them, the unfortunate problems that, you know, star athlete Michael Vick had, and people just sort of like didn't want to. You didn't want to do nothing with the Atlanta Falcons. You don't even want to talk about them. And they in the playoffs. Last year, Miami Dolphins, 1-15. They're in the playoffs this year. Total turnaround. America's team, you know, that's what people label them anyway, America's team, the Dallas Cowboys. They ain't even in the playoffs this year. You know, I mean, Philadelphia put a stomping on them Sunday, you know what I mean? And again, you know, I'm not belittling anybody overpraising anybody, but just lessons that we can learn from these experiences. Going into the season, you know, and even the last couple of weeks, you know, it was almost like, you know, there were some people with Dallas, they belong in the playoffs. Well, you got to earn that. It's the same with your business. Yes, you want customers, and I should have customers. You got to earn it. You got to earn it, and it's hard work. But it's joyful work. It's rewarding work. And so when we, you know, and I always say, you know, you can look at what the athletes have to go through, off-season training and all of that. What type of training do you do for your business? See, I don't know what type of home-based business you have in terms of those that's listening in. But what type of training do you go through with your business? What is your reps? You know, and again, I'm speaking to you from an athlete point of view because I'm a tennis player. But what are your reps? Reps means your repetitions. What is it that you practice over and over and over and over again so that you can perfect it so that when it comes game time means when you have that person and you need to be able to close that deal. See, that's where your reps come in. See, your repetitions prepare you for when it comes closing time to be able to make the deal work. But if you have no repetitions, you don't have a workout, you don't have a schedule that helps you sharpen and sharpen and sharpen your tools and sharpen your skills, then when you get the chance to close, you blow it. And look at the football players, again, going back to them. They do rest, and sometimes they still don't win the game. So, you know, just think what happens if you have no repetitions. You don't stand a chance because here, I mean, again, going back and not picking on them, the Dallas Cowboys, they practice all week. They practice to be able to figure we're going to beat Philadelphia and we're going to go to the playoffs. And everything that they practice, it wasn't enough to win that game that day. And they're going to learn from that. They're going to assess from that. They had players that was mad with one another. People fumbled the ball and other stuff. And you know what I mean? So they're going to go back. And they're going to assess. You know, with all of the practice, everything that we did, how come we came up short? And they're going to make some adjustments for next year. And there are going to be some changes. That's the nature of their business. They're going to make the adjustments and the changes because, believe me, the owner of the team, Jerry Jones, he do not like them not being in the playoffs this year. He's spending too much money for them not to be in the playoffs this year. And, you know, he needs – see, the other side is this. It's a competitive sport. But it's a business. When they got that big old stadium, not being in the playoffs means there's some extra games that they do not have to bring people into that stadium and fill that stadium up for the owner to make some more money. And so he's not a happy camper right now. I'll put it that way. I could use some other words, but he's not a happy camper right now. And I feel sorry for those people that are, you know, on the team of the Dallas Cowboys players, and though they lost, and they can say, well, you know, we just lost a game. No, they did more than lost a game. They lost a chance to go to the playoffs, and they're going to hear some choice words from the owner. And I say all of that to say this, is that when you run your own business, how much do you scrutinize what you do? How much do you see your opportunity to make your own playoffs, to get into the big league, to get that big contract? close that big deal. Because, again, remember now, you're doing this. You're running this home-based business because you're working to make your future different. You're not running a home-based business just because, you know, you just want to be, you know, you ain't got nothing else to do. And if you're serious about your home-based business, then, you know, it's designed to replace income from working a traditional job. And so you need to make sure that you're doing the things that you need to be able to do to make that happen. Make that happen. We're down to the last 5 minutes of the show. And what I want to be able to do again is just to remind you, as I started off with, you know, that abundance is your birthright. That you have the right to acquire more in life and more and more and more in life that you need to acquire. With that in mind, I'm going to play this other piece by Mark Brunell called You Were Born to Be Great. You were born to be great. And as he says in the piece, and you want to listen to, he says, that's no hype. We all were born to be great. But do we excel to our greatness, or do we slump out and do as another person who I got a lot of business wisdom from, say, decide to just be average and ordinary? Average and ordinary, for some people, that's all right. But if you want to really run your own home-based business, you got to be above average and ordinary. So listen to this piece by Mark Brunell called You Born to Be Great, and then I'll come back and close out today's show and wish you a happy new year.
For 10 days in a row, I want you to listen to this information once a day until it becomes burned into your brain. And that's not 10 times in one day. I want you to do it for 10 days in a row, and on the 11th day, you will be a changed person. I want you to listen to me very carefully. By the way, my name is Mark Yarnell. You were born to be great, and that's not hype. The only people who have the courage to enter network marketing, which is the most competitive field in capitalism in North America, the most competitive continent on the planet, are the people who are cognitively and neurologically hardwired to earn millions of dollars. But you need to understand one important rule before you can raise your personal bar. Few people ever figure this out on their own. So listen very carefully, listen closely, and think about what I say very, very intelligently. Mull this over in your brain. Once you get it, it's all over. You will go to a radical income very, very fast. Here it is. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. When my friend Rocky Blyer first got back from Vietnam, he was told he would never walk again, let alone run. Instead, through personal commitment, he soon scored a winning touchdown in the Super Bowl as a walk-on player drafted by the NFL with zero NFL experience. You see, even, you know, I've heard the argument, well, I couldn't win a golf tournament, I couldn't score a touchdown. Let me tell you something, folks. You can do anything. Even crippled people can compete in the most demanding professional sport in North America once they realize one fact. It's been done. So they can do it, too. Now, all these stories you've heard about country guys like me making millions, retired 78-year-old butchers like Jimmy Smith, and poor immigrants like Costa earning millions of dollars a year in MLM are true. And you know what? We only have one advantage that you're about to have when this call is over and you've listened to it enough to appropriate it for yourself. We figured out that if other people had ever earned over $100,000 a month, we could too. Hey, if anybody had earned $1 million a month, we could too. Hey, it's already been done. That means it can be done again. If you couldn't do it, if you didn't have the potential, if you weren't cognitively hardwired to make that kind of money, you would have never gotten into this industry. You would have never had the courage to be a networker. That's what takes courage. Remember the song by America years ago called Tin Man? Remember that famous line? Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. Well, I want to give you something that you already have. I'm giving you permission to earn $100,000 a month. Anyone who tells you that you can't is a rotten liar, a dream stealer. Don't listen to them. Remember, if anyone has ever done anything, you can too. And now that all the secrets of all those so many people, how they did it, all the winners are available to you and to your whole downline through our Holy Grail training, you can do it much faster. Now you know how they did it. You've always had the courage, the heart, and the brains, just like the Tin Man and the Lion and the Scarecrow. Now I'm giving you permission. Listen to me carefully. You were born to be great and earn millions. You've now got permission. Get after it.
And what better note to close on for this last show for 2008? He says, you got permission to earn millions. Get after it. Put your plan together. Make it happen. Do it. Until next Tuesday, this is Baba Jahi, and I thank you for tuning in to our program this year. God bless you. Talk to you next Tuesday. Peace and blessings.